USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is planning on announcing a number of executive actions Thursday to address gun violence. He will also announce his pick to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, David Chipman. The actions will include a rule targeting so-called ghost guns, constructed with home-built components without serial numbers, as well as asking the Department of Justice to publish a version of a red flag law the White House hopes that states will adopt. And China has issued a warning to the United States about boycotting the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The Chinese foreign minister promised a robust response should the U.S. lead a potential boycott. The White House said Tuesday that it was not planning on boycotting the Games, but was consulting with its allies to form a response to China's record of human rights abuses and its treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and their Uyghur minority. Several human rights groups have called for a boycott of the Games that begin in February of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
President Biden is looking into his authority to cancel some student debts. Lance Pry reports.
President Biden has asked the U.S. Department of Education to conduct a legal review of the president's authority to cancel student loan debt. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona is expected to send a legal review to the president within weeks. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Biden will make a decision at that time. Financial folks said it's not a question of understanding the complexities of the issue, but the ability to interpret the law. During the Trump administration, the Education Department talked about wide-scale student loan forgiveness also. The Department of Education at that time issued a legal memo that determined the president does not have the unilateral authority. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In a mass vaccination site in Colorado closed early on Wednesday after several people had adverse reactions to the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine they were given. The site in Commerce City was shuttered 2.5 hours early after 13 people had an adverse reaction to the shot, though it's unknown how severe those reactions were. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Another group of Republican lawmakers are talking about their experiences after visiting the southern border. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a 2-day trip to the Texas border. As far as some of the things they observed, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan.
Yesterday we saw at the Donna facility one pod which is supposed to, under current COVID protocols, house at a maximum 33 children, and yet there were 527 kids in that pod alone. So when they say this is chaos and unlike anything we have ever seen, that is true.
Jordan also saying 40% of Border Patrol manpower is used for processing, and that means the border is going unprotected. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Nike has put their sponsorship deal with Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson on hold in the wake of multiple allegations of sexual assault against the athlete. Watson is facing lawsuits from 22 women accusing him of assault or harassment. In a statement, Nike announced that it was suspending its deal with Watson, saying that the company is closely monitoring the situation. Watson is also under investigation from the Houston Police Department after one of the women suing him also filed a report with the department. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.